With little to no action on climate change from the current federal government, states have stepped in to fill in the gap, and a leader is California. In 1990, the California Air Resources Board, or CARB, created the Zero Emissions Vehicle Program aimed at combating the state's poor air quality. It required the 7 automakers in the U.S. at the time to produce and sell zero-emission vehicles, or ZEVs. In 1996, General Motors designed an electric vehicle called Impact, or the GM EV1. It was the first electric vehicle meant for mass production, but both the California rule and the small two-seater did not last. GM literally crushed every EV1 they made, fearing it would spark a turn away from their money-making gasoline cars. Fast track to now, and California rules for zero-emissions vehicles are back. Living on Earth's Paloma Belchen has the story.
California has experienced an unprecedented wildfire season this year, and climate scientists are telling the state to brace for even more extreme fires in the future. For California to do its part to address climate change and reduce carbon emissions, Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed an executive order banning the sale of new combustion-powered vehicles by the year 2035.
We believe America's coming attraction, not just in terms of the impacts of climate change, but our resolve to address the impacts of climate change. And so I couldn't be more proud today to be able to sign this executive order.
To be clear, the order will affect only the sale of new vehicles. Proponents are optimistic that the electric vehicle plan will help California meet its climate goals and create an economic boom in the process. Although California is home to several zero-emission vehicle manufacturers, fewer than 2% of cars registered in California produce zero emissions. Today, electric vehicles tend to be more expensive than those powered by gas and diesel. So some Californians worry that the governor's executive order will make new cars too expensive. But Jared Blumenfeld, California's Secretary for Environmental Protection, says it still makes financial sense to own an electric vehicle.
So on average, owning an electric vehicle is lower maintenance and you don't need any gasoline. So it saves me about $4,500 a year than it would a gas-powered car. So this is about choice. We want to give people a choice so that you don't have to choose between a dirty vehicle and a clean vehicle because of cost.
Another advantage is that EVs are more efficient at converting energy into motion. And they can be charged at night when baseload power might otherwise be wasted. And there is a possibility that electric vehicles could sometimes serve as assets for the electric grid, with their batteries tapped during periods of peak load demand. But timing is everything, and a major shift to EVs charged up during the day could require an increase in electric power production. Transportation accounts for about half of California's air emissions, and the fossil fuel vehicle ban is expected to cut 35% of that, lowering the state's greenhouse gas emissions and also improving its notorious air quality. About a third of the energy used for the electric grid in California comes from natural gas. So Food and Water Action Director Alexandra Nagy believes transitioning away from gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles is not enough.
The vehicles that are still burning electricity at that point are not guaranteed to be clean because we still burn a lot of fracked gas here in California to power our lights and our energy infrastructure, and cars are no exception. So we need to make sure that as we're transitioning to clean technology, that it is in fact being powered by clean energy.
Currently, about a third of California's electricity comes from renewable energy sources, such as solar, wind, and hydro. But the Newsom administration is planning to double renewable energy in the years ahead and put the state on course to fully decarbonize by 2045. For Living on Earth, I'm Paloma Beltran.